Low graduation rates, especially among minority students, in the school district of Palm Beach County have led to a lawsuit filed earlier this month by the American Civil Liberties Union, or ACLU. Muslima Lewis is a senior staff attorney with the ACLU of Florida and director of their Racial Justice Project. Today, WMNF spoke with Lewis about the lawsuit and about the high school graduation rates in Palm Beach County and in Florida.
The graduation rates in Palm Beach County and in other counties throughout the state are woefully inadequate. The difficulty is knowing what the rates actually are. They could be as low as one-third of all students graduating or up to 50% of all students graduating. And when we say graduating, we mean graduating with a full diploma within a four-year period of time. And as to discrepancies, there are, in fact, discrepancies between Black and Latino students on the one hand versus white students on the other hand. And Black and Latino students graduate at a lower rate than white students.
So you're saying even lower than the 50% rate?
Yes.
And now, can you tell our listeners about the lawsuit that the ACLU has filed against Palm Beach County Schools?
Sure. The lawsuit is actually very unique and the first of its kind, really nationwide. It targets graduation rates only, and it is aimed at increasing the graduation rates for all students in Palm Beach County public schools. It's unique in that we are not suggesting the way that the school district will accomplish an increase in graduation rates. The lawyers are not going to be in the position of dictating what falls within the expertise of educators. But we are seeking two things. Number one, an increase in graduation rates, and the goal is to have a certain agreed-upon percentage increase yearly over a period of time. And that's not specified, though, that percentage. That would be the subject of a court order. The second and equally important thing that we're seeking is to have an agreed-upon definition of graduation rates that are defined by students getting a full diploma as opposed to a GED, for example, graduation rates that do not encourage pushing out students who are having difficulties, and also define a graduation rate based on a normal four-year term in high school.
And has this topic of low graduation rates of public schools, has it ever been challenged in the courts?
No, this is a unique lawsuit. And again, we're able to do it in Florida because the Florida Constitution provides that the state shall provide a high-quality education. And the argument that we make is that a school district that has certainly under a 50% graduation rate is by definition not providing a quality education to its students. You know, what is happening in Palm Beach County is an issue that's happening not just statewide, but nationwide. And we really do hope that at the end, we will have accomplished something in Palm Beach County that will benefit students who are in public schools throughout the state and throughout the country.